MBA podcaster has launched a new Day in the Life series. We're traveling to business schools across the country and around the world to shadow current students, meet with deans, admissions directors, and others to bring you an in-depth perspective of life on campus. Schools include UCLA Anderson, Wharton, University of Chicago, INSEAD, and many others. Visit our website at mbapodcaster.com to listen to any of our Day in the Life shows and see pictures and videos from campus. This month, we bring you UCLA Anderson School of Management.
Hi, my name is Dustin Smith.
Students can develop the ability to seize and recognize opportunity.
Los Angeles, Southern California is a hotbed of real estate.
It's a beautiful day, as usual here at UCLA.
Welcome to what is the 26th annual NAB Venture Competition.
I'm Dustin Smith. This is my partner, Dave Hodgman, and we are excited to introduce tonight to all of you, Make Believe, Inc.
The winner, $12,500.
I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster, and this is A Day in the Life at UCLA Anderson School of Management.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, one of the world's leading GMAT test preparation and admissions consulting providers. Everything about the Veritas Prep GMAT course has been designed to enable students to confidently approach the exam with a deep understanding of the material, not with tricks or devices for merely surviving the GMAT. And Veritas Prep's thorough curriculum is just the beginning. Only people who have scored in the 99th percentile on an actual GMAT exam are even considered for an instructor position with the company, and every new instructor must complete over 100 hours of training before leading a class. Veritas Prep's MBA admissions consulting services feature head consultants who have formerly served as admissions officers, application readers, and interviewers at the world's top MBA programs. MBA Podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas Prep GMAT course, private tutoring, or admissions consulting school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.
My wife told me to go to bed at 6 o'clock this morning.
That's full-time MBA student Dustin Smith.
And so I fell asleep for a couple hours and then got up and I got here at about 11, which is fairly typical. My classes normally start at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon right now. So I have the morning to be with the family and do some work, which I did this morning. I got some more work done, kind of hung out with the kids, pushed my daughter on the swing.
After pulling an all-nighter, surprisingly, Dustin isn't looking all that tired.
As long as I don't do more than one of them in a couple of weeks, I'm fine.
It's probably the adrenaline that's keeping Dustin up. Today is a big day for him. He and his partner, Dave Hodgman, have made it to the finals of UCLA Anderson's entrepreneurial contest called the NAP Venture Competition.
It's an event for students to bring their business plans to fruition.
That's Angela Valerie Klein, program manager for the Price Center of Entrepreneurial Studies.
So from the beginning, we run a number of different programs, a number of different events in order to bring the students to the finals. It starts with opportunities for them to form teams to take their business plans to the competition. The object is to have at least one Anderson student on the team in order to qualify for the competition. This year, we had 50 teams that registered, and 25 teams qualified for the semifinals. And then out of those semifinals, 5 went on to the finals.
So tonight, Dustin and his partner will be competing against 4 other teams. The judges for the NAP competition are venture capitalists from various industries, and the hope for each of the teams is to get their businesses off the ground. Klein says she's seen it happen.
I've only been here for about 2.5 years, and from those 2 years, I've already seen 2 businesses get first-round funding.
Probably not your typical business school fair.
At about 1 in the afternoon, Dustin and Dave are meeting in a small breakout room on campus. Because of tonight's competition, they don't have any classes today, giving them extra time to rehearse their presentation.
I think of children's ideas regularly. That's kind of my realm, is what kind of businesses could there be to entertain kids.
Dustin's company, Make Believe, Inc., will do just that. entertain kids by dropping them in their very own storybook. Whatever the results of tonight's competition, the plan is to continue developing the company. Dave says he's staying on board.
And, you know, we have some challenges ahead to make this thing work for real, and we're chugging ahead with it. But I've been put in a great opportunity by meeting him and him being open to my helping him out with this and our working together on the business.
Entrepreneurship is clearly one of UCLA Anderson's key strengths. Senior Associate Dean Al Osborne says the program is fueled by Southern California's entrepreneurial community.
The Anderson School has a rich playground, if you will, in our backyard to capitalize on those people in the entertainment industry, in high technology, in real estate, which are key areas of business where our students can get into and be entrepreneurial. What is our philosophy? Well, it's entrepreneurship is something that can be taught, that students can develop the ability to seize and recognize opportunity, shape it and manage it, and exit successfully from it. And the NAP competition is a classic example of building upon some rigorous analysis to study market, determine the size of opportunity, how you'll put it together, integrates, if you will, all aspects of the curriculum that a student might be working on.
The Price Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at Anderson not only offers some 20 elective courses in entrepreneurship, but it also provides support in building industry connections. The Entrepreneur Association, the largest student-run organization on campus, also coordinates events and activities to help its members learn all aspects of the field. But entrepreneurship isn't UCLA Anderson's only strength, says Dean Osborne.
Well, the Anderson School has a renowned finance faculty. In fact, when it comes to intellectual capital, our faculty are rated number one in the world. We also have strengths, intellectual strengths in the marketing area. Our marketing faculty are very successful, particularly for their use and well-renowned for their abilities in quantitative methods applied to marketing. So that, together with our interdisciplinary programs like entrepreneurship and what we're trying to do now in areas like entertainment management and real estate, begin to define where Anderson is different from other schools.
What is different also is that Anderson graduates end up in diverse industries, more so than graduates of other business schools. Phil Hahn is Associate Director of the Parker Career Management Center.
Over 12% of our students joined the entertainment industry. So among 330 students, that's a pretty significant number. And real estate accounts for almost 10%. And this is functional. So it could be development, it could be finance, but that's still another significant portion of our students that joined that. Entrepreneurs, each year we have about like 5 to 10%. You know, depending on the year going into that. And part of it also has to do with the economy and what's really available for them. The financial services that includes, let's say, investment banking, investment management, and other areas range all the way up to about 20 to 25%. Consulting comprises about 15% of our students going to consulting. Marketing and consumer products also attract about 5 to 8% of our students on a regular basis. So it's a pretty significant number that do go into all the different areas. But if we compare ourselves to some of the other top business schools around the country, as you can see with some of these numbers, we are very diverse.
Real estate is a popular field for Anderson students, even though the real estate market, Hahn says, is somewhat on the brink.
Los Angeles, Southern California is a hotbed of real estate, and that's both commercial and residential. So they still understand that if they want to be involved in real estate, that Los Angeles is a prime spot for it. And that can range anywhere from financing to development to even management. And management's a little smaller, but finance and development is an area that a lot of our students end up going into. And there are large firms such as the KB Home and other companies that will look at our students, all the way to some of the smaller entrepreneurial shops that might come about that our students get into. And Anderson Real Estate Association, which is a student club that focuses on that, is probably our second biggest or third biggest student club we have on campus. So it is definitely a very significant part of our students getting jobs and the careers that they pursue.
Los Angeles is also well known for its connection to the media and entertainment industry. Anderson students have an advantage in this field just by being here, says Han. But generally, salaries in entertainment tend to be lower than other industries. And he says finding a job may be more challenging.
Entertainment companies typically don't go through the typical recruiting process where they come and do a presentation, and then a few weeks later they collect resumes, and then a few weeks later they come on campus to conduct interviews. I would say a few of the large entertainment companies will do that. But it's much more through the clubs and some of the other activities that happen and through the job postings that we have and alumni that we work with on a regular basis. And all the major studios are part of that, such as, you know, Walt Disney Company, NBC Universal, 20th Century Fox.
Well, if you're in core classes your first year, there's about 60 other people in the class with you. And so the classroom.
It's just after 2 o'clock, and after meeting with Dave, Dustin agrees to take a break to show me around campus.
You can see right here, actually, as we're walking out, there's 2 other rooms that are our breakout rooms, and these fit about 5 people each, where a lot of group work at Anderson. We do tons and tons of collaboration. In fact, very well known for the amount of work we do together to enhance our education. And so there's a lot of breakout rooms like that where you can get together with your group, hammer it out, almost like a boardroom meeting sometimes, or depending on how close you are with your friends, you know, you can kind of chat in there, have lunch, do that kind of stuff.
UCLA Anderson School of Management is located on the University of California, Los Angeles campus. The university is in the western part of LA, in the affluent neighborhood of Westwood.
There's about 360 students per full-time MBA class. And then there's also the FEMBA program here, the fully employed MBA program, and the executive MBA program. And those are sometimes larger, sometimes smaller. Those vary a little bit more. All at Anderson at the same time, we can have a lot of students to be interacting with.
How does that factor into the relationships that you make here? Is it more difficult, do you think?
Believe it or not, I think that it actually makes it easier because we can really break up into our interest groups, whereas I'm into entrepreneurship and entertainment management, and where those kind of come together. So because there's such a diverse group here, there are a bunch of other people who are into entrepreneurship and entertainment management. So that's really helped me find kind of my niche within business school and get to know some people really well who like the same thing. And I see alarms.
What's going on?
So this doesn't happen very often. We're actually having a drill. We knew it was coming. They sent the email out. We're having a drill. We have to go out and make sure that everybody's safe. It's like in high school or junior high when they get everyone together for the fire drill. So let's go outside. It's kind of fun, right? So right now we're walking out towards the main quad. We're going to see a whole bunch of undergrads laying on the grass, chilling because it's a beautiful day, as usual here at UCLA. It's sunny pretty much every day, and UCLA is pretty close to the ocean, so it stays nice and cool during the summer and then stays a little bit warmer during the winter, so you get nice moderate seasons. A bunch of us do get together on the beach sometimes to play some volleyball. That's the nice thing about being close to the beach, you know, that you can get out and have some fun, but then we're here at school. Although, it's kind of a myth that we at Anderson are constantly working to dispel because we work hard. We don't just go surfing. We had some recruiters coming in really thinking of Anderson as the kickback, have fun school, when in reality we work probably harder than just about any other business school, especially in our core classes. Our core classes are just killer. Here, let me introduce you to a couple of our international students who are friends of mine. Very big international base here at Anderson, actually. Andy's from England.
Okay.
Really cool guy.
Where are you from exactly?
From Southampton, which is about an hour away from London.
And what were you doing before?
I was in sports marketing.
Sports marketing?
Yeah.
So you wanted to get into entertainment?
No, God no. I wanted to get out of it. I'm going into investment banking.
Why did you choose UCLA?
When you're from England and you know that every day is going to be sunny compared to every day. Like the hardest decision I have every day now is which pair of shorts to wear because I'm wearing jeans. But no, it's for me, I knew I had a really good finance school. I knew I was going to end up back in New York afterwards. And I couldn't see another opportunity I had to kind of live in California, live by the beach on the West Coast.
Where do you guys live?
I live in Santa Monica.
Yeah, I'm actually in the married student housing, which is great because they great apartments. They keep them perfectly pristine. Cheap as all get out. I love it.
Yeah. How long does it take you to get here?
Good day or bad day, right?
Yeah. Depending when class is, if class is at 8, it's going to take me 20 minutes door to door, and that's including car parking, getting out of the parking structure. If I'm coming in for a 4 o'clock class, it's going to be 45 minutes.
There's no question the traffic's the downfall of living out here.
After enjoying the little break outside, we head back to the business school campus. The Anderson buildings surround a courtyard, and in the center is the Roma Cafe, the school's small cafeteria.
Most of the time you see a whole bunch of students hanging out, talking here. Most of our classes actually end on Thursday. Right now we don't have any Friday classes, so this is Thursday afternoon. People are kind of getting ready to see what's going to happen for the weekend, so you see everyone just kind of chilling. Technically, the Fridays are supposed to be recruiting days, and they are used a lot for that, and then also for some special events. The way the curriculum is structured, you know, you get your work done in 4 days. You spend the weekend doing some homework, working on internships and that kind of stuff, and then you come back refreshed.
At one of the tables outside Roma Cafe, coincidentally, we see Dave looking over some notes.
Hello.
Is that set up? I'm kidding. We got back with you. That was great.
We grab a seat next to Dave for a quick chat before both of them have to get ready for tonight's competition.
Visiting other schools, I don't know if you really get a good sense of the culture other than what you might hear from some people, because unless you're actually involved in it. But, you know, we're all graded on a curve and stuff, but no one that I've been aware of is fighting with each other to, you know, get the better grade. It's all totally, to use those words I hadn't used since I was looking into school, you know, like collegial and collaborative and that type of stuff. It totally applies because people are laid back, but they're very serious. But I think there's a good balance of not taking yourself too seriously, and that's something I really like here.
And on the collegial side, Dave and I have experienced some of that in starting this business, and you know, people around the school know about it, and so everyone's constantly asking us what's going on, seeing if they can help out. And that applies to job searches, to the education process, and everything. People really do kind of look out for each other. Part of that is set up by being put in sections right in the beginning of your first year and get to know those people so well.
So how do you guys feel about the competition tonight?
I mean, we are in this to start a business and all of that, but the competition itself is more fun, and so we've never taken it too seriously in that regard. We've been here to have fun. So whatever happens, we're just having fun in the process.
This work we've done has been absolutely, like, in line with all the work we'd be doing on the business anyway. I mean, we had to write a business plan. We have to pitch it to people. And there's not much that we had to do for this that was way out of line with the type of work we'd be wanting to do anyway. So it just really works really well with our overall timeline and the work we need to do on the business.
It's now a couple hours before the nap competition. We'll get a chance to hear Dustin and Dave's presentation a little later. UCLA Anderson has 4 rounds of deadlines for its full-time program: October, January, February, and April.
The main things that we're looking for on the admissions committee...
That's Craig Hubble, Associate Director of MBA Admissions.
Our number one, of course, academic horsepower, as demonstrated through undergraduate grades and current test scores. And just as important, we're looking for management potential in all of its forms. So some people have started their careers already, and they have started to take on leadership roles. And we also take some people straight out of undergrad whose only chances to show management or leadership potential so far were like in extracurricular activities or in say, running community activities. We also look for a good focus on the future, because the candidates need to have done their homework on what an MBA is useful for and how specifically UCLA Anderson can fit into their career plan. We also naturally like to see support from outsiders in the form of letters of recommendation, which ideally would confirm everything that the applicant had said about what they did in their jobs and how they performed at a level higher than their peers. And finally, we try to interview everybody that we admit, because here we're very concerned about the fit into our culture. So based on all that, we have kind of a holistic approach, actually. We're looking at the entire application and all the different elements of it. And we have some flexibility in admissions, because we don't want people who are all just academic stars. We also want some people who are good leaders in their community or who have great career achievements to share with their classmates.
Applicants to UCLA Anderson are required to write 3 essays. Hubble says the first essay is a personal one, asking you to write about your family history and a significant memory of your youth.
And we get the question a lot around the world at different events. Well, what are you really looking for in that question? Well, what we're really looking for is a two-page portrait of you as a person. We think it shows what's important to someone based on what they choose to write about. And also it's a test of their communication skills, obviously. So they need to be able to communicate this in a concise, impactful, compelling way. And it's kind of interesting, actually, the range of admissions essays we see, where some people don't put much thought into it. They just write the facts of what happened. Well, that's part of it, but we want to know, well, what's important to you? Why was it important that, you know, for example, you were raised by a single mother or something? How did that impact you? In terms of the other essays that we require, the second one is a leadership essay, where in just one page, we want them to describe, okay, what impact did you have specifically on this organization or this event that you're talking about? So some people in that page, like, list all the different things they were involved in, and they're missing the point of the question, because the question is really driving at, can you give an example that shows how you were able to prove your leadership skills and convince other people to follow you and achieve something significant? And finally, the third essay is supposed to be mostly about the future, because it's asking, what are your career goals? Why an MBA now? Why specifically at UCLA Anderson? And we are most impressed by the people who make a logical case and have a logical progression from what they did in the past through the MBA curriculum to some short-term and long-term goals. And what's most impressive to us is if people have researched the school so they understand all the different incredible opportunities that we have here to get involved and to learn about different career fields. So we would like to see them write about the extracurricular clubs they want to join and how that's going to help them network their way into their ideal career. We want to hear about the fun clubs that they'd like to join, because that, again, helps us to get a more rounded picture of them as a person. We'd also like to see that they have a good career focus that is reachable based on their past experience when you add an MBA. And, to be honest, one mistake a lot of people make is that they write about the past. Yes, it's true, you need to lay the foundation blocks before you can build this bridge to the future. But, you know, we have the whole rest of the application to read their life story. This essay is supposed to be about, where do you want to go from here?
Tuition for California residents is currently about $28,000. For out-of-state residents, it's a little over $37,000. If you add the cost of housing, books, and other fees, students should budget between $52,000 and $61,000 a year. Marta Peterson is director of financial aid. She says while it's a large sum of money, there are a number of fellowships awarded to students.
Those are hand-selected by the admissions committee, and they range from $10,000 to $30,000 for either 1 or 2 years. There's no separate application. It's all based on the strength of their application for admission. We also have a pretty wide variety of second-year fellowships that our students can apply for. And we have fellowships that range from full tuition and fees to down as low as $5,000. We also have a very small grant fund. Actually, we have two, one from UCLA itself and one from the Anderson School, for all our students who apply for financial aid and show need-based aid, which is their expected contribution is subtracted from their 9-month budget that determines their need-based aid. We have a $900 grant from the university, and then also a $1,500 grant from the school.
The student budget doesn't include the cost of incidentals, says Peterson, so you may want to bring some extra cash.
The budgets which we determine financial aid from are unrealistically low. I have worked here long enough to know that the average student needs between $3,000 and $6,000 more just for that 9-month period. And so one of the things that I very much encourage our students to do is in that annual budget or that 9-month budget, there are no allowances for credit card debt or car payment or moving expenses. So I encourage students, when they've just been admitted, when they're looking forward to this new venture, to work on paying down those debts. And even if they know that their expenses are going to be much higher, to take out a personal loan while they're still working before they come to school. Because one of the things a lot of students do is supplement their financial aid with credit cards. And there are often times when those credit card rates are great, but sometimes a personal loan would give them a little more flexibility.
At about 5 o'clock, people are gathering inside Corn Hall, the campus auditorium, for the NAP competition. Dustin and Dave are scheduled to be the very last group to present at 7:45.
Sarah, thank you very much. Really, welcome to what is the 26th annual NAP Venture Competition. This competition, really, is a premier event at the school designed to provide our students with an intensive learning experience that engages them right in the middle of the entrepreneurial process.
After a quick introduction, the teams begin their presentations.
We have the information sharing technology to give visibility to the intelligence that can prevent the next terrorist incident.
Taste the Nation seeks to be a bridge between adventurous food lovers like Joanne and the thousands of great but largely undiscovered ethnic restaurants in this country. These are restaurants that cater to immigrant communities, such as a Chinese noodle shop that makes hand-pulled...
You may know, open-angle glaucoma is the world's leading cause of preventable blindness. Take, for example, a man named Mr. Murphy, who was diagnosed with open-angle glaucoma in the early 1990s.
At last, Dustin and Dave are up next.
Good evening. I'm Dustin Smith. This is my partner, Dave Hodgman, and we are excited to introduce tonight to all of you Make Believe, Inc. This is an interactive, entertaining retail concept for kids based on customized children's books. A chain of retail stores, mall-based, where kids come in, and we make them into cartoons and drop them into their very own stories. They walk out the door with a book in hand. Now, we are going to be talking about business model here, and that's going to be the bulk of this. But I did want to give you a little bit of flavor.
About a year ago, I aligned myself behind the energy, the drive, and the belief that Make Believe Inc. could happen that Dustin Smith so clearly exhibits. Between the two of us, we bring experience in starting up businesses, experience in entertainment, experience in developing financing. Now, we have a lot of...
Great idea, and it sounds like a lot of fun for children and their parents. I think that whole experience is really a wonderful idea.
Thank you.
I think that the problem you're facing is that you're really talking about retail stores.
Mm-hmm. One of my biggest questions was, in your business plan, you only have about $10 margin on each of those books that you sell.
I thought it was fantastic. I thought that between you two and the passion, the graphics, the thought that's gone into it.
And lastly, just wanted to thank all of you for attending and joining us for the NAP competition.
After the presentations, the judges retreat to make their decisions. We all wait at the reception in the hall atrium, sipping champagne and having hors d'oeuvres. Dustin's wife, Kaylee, came out for the event. As a spouse of an Anderson student, Kaylee says they've managed to find quality time around his busy schedule.
It's been nice, though, in that even though his schedule's been so busy, they have, in theory, Fridays off. We have two small children, so as long as he doesn't have any meetings or group meetings or anything like that, we've been able to do Disneyland on Fridays and things like that.
At 9 o'clock, we see the judges make their way down to the reception to announce the winners. I have to say, I'm rooting for Dustin and Dave's company, Make Believe.
First off, it was really tough up in the deliberations room. All the teams who participated tonight did a phenomenal job, so thank you so much.
There was one really great thing that happened with the People's Choice Award, all to be known from now on as the American Idol Award. Is that there were only four votes that separated the top two, which is really fantastic. And a lot of you voted, and I really appreciate that. But the winner was Make Believe.
And so I've been nominated to state the third prize. And that is accompanying that is a check for $5,000. That'll keep you busy, right? Make Believe.
The runner-up
will receive a check for $7,000, and that goes to iLight.
The winner, $12,500, Taste the Nation.
So there you have it. Make Believe won third place and the People's Choice Award. They also won $5,000 to invest back into their company. Though Dustin does seem a little disappointed.
I think having the little flashy stuff that we showed you guys earlier helped, you know. But, you know, it's great to see our best friends win. You know, those are like people we've been helping them with their plans. They've been helping us with ours. And fantastic presentations from what I hear. I didn't get to see them, but I hear it was just a great competition. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
By 10 o'clock, people are slowly clearing out of the hall and heading home. But not Dustin. He still has a fun night planned ahead.
Tonight, my family and I are going to see Pirates of the Caribbean at, you know, downtown in Hollywood. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The 12:01 showing, the opening showing, people dressed up in costumes and everything. It's part of the fun of being in L.A. Roll from an event like this into something else where you just get to relax and have some fun.
So you're going to change into a Pirates outfit?
Yeah, last year when we went to the premiere, we did wear Pirates outfits. This time we'll probably go a little more casual.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
In Los Angeles, I'm Janet Nakano for MBA Podcaster.
Support for MBA Podcaster comes from Veritas Prep, one of the world's leading GMAT test preparation and admissions consulting providers. Everything about the Veritas Prep GMAT course has been designed to enable students to confidently approach the exam with a deep understanding of the material, not with tricks or devices for merely surviving the GMAT. And Veritas Prep's thorough curriculum is just the beginning. Only people who have scored in the 99th percentile on an actual GMAT exam are even considered for an instructor position with the company, and every new instructor must complete over 100 hours of training before leading a class. Veritas Prep's MBA admissions consulting services feature head consultants who have formerly served as admissions officers, application readers, and interviewers at the world's top MBA programs. MBA Podcaster listeners receive a $150 discount on any Veritas Prep GMAT course, private tutoring, or admissions consulting school package by registering with the code POD150. Learn more at veritasprep.com.